and
do they have names for different types of bees or flying insects?
Well, I'm sure that there were names of different species of bees, but as far as I was concerned, there was just two kinds. The honeybee, which is a small fella, and the bumblebee, which is a very large one. And of course, the bumblebee, unlike the honeybee who works in wax, the bumblebee drills into wood. He can drill a hole into a piece of timber just as perfectly round as an auger could drill it. Oh yes, and of course they build their nests then in that kind of thing. I've seen those all my life. I think those that have come much more scarce. I very seldom see a bumblebee anymore.
Up north we have what we call hornets.
All right, we have hornets here, but the hornet is not, the hornet, in my opinion, is not as abundant as is the yellow jacket. Now, I know that for example, the feeding the cane there, the yellow jacket is attracted there by the sugar, and it's in this cane juice. And so they'll gather there and buzz around these mills, and if you happen to pick up a stalk of cane at one's own, why of course you're stoned. Mm-hmm.
Are there any remedies for things like that?
The old remedy there, home remedies, the poem, I believe it ain't that was the most common thing.
Chewing
tobacco, any form of tobacco. If it was pipe tobacco, cigarette tobacco, wet it and put it on the wound. Chewing tobacco would just simply take a pinch out of your mouth and put on the wound. It was used as a common remedy, and I really believe that tobacco was effective. I think that most things have good uses and bad ones. Now, of course, people are acquiring lung cancer by smoking tobacco, but I really believe that it has some beneficial uses, and that in these in such things as a jacket sting, a bee sting, might be one of the better uses of it.
Would they use tobacco for snake
bites
too?
Well, that's such a terrible thing. I think that anybody would have been trying to get a person to a doctor as quickly as possible if they were snake bitten. And if they're too far away to get him there soon, we'd try some other form of first aid. I don't think tobacco would. Oh my, it wouldn't amount to anything.
They really didn't have any hospitals down here when you were growing up, did they?
No, every town had a doctor or two, even small towns.
Did they have midwives?
Yes. A great many of the midwives were Negro women.
Was there a reason for them being Negro women?
Well, I suppose just because the Negro people have always been maybe a serving people. I can think of no better reason than that.